on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Gift of the Givers has stepped in to provide aid and relief to residents affected by last week's storms in KwaZulu-Natal. At least 9 people have died in eThekwini, Abaqulusi and Ugu districts. The downpours flooded and collapsed homes in the southern parts of eThekwini, leaving scores destitute. In Gwamakuta, it's understood a pipe burst beneath the grounds of a local school, unleashing a mudslide that swept through several properties. Aslam Essa is with the Gift of the Givers.
Meanwhile, in Ilobo, numerous homes were inundated with floodwaters, ruining food, bedding and other belongings. The community was left reeling from the disaster. The team conducted a rapid assessment of the affected areas and responded with essential aid. 50 households, including the bereaved family, received food parcels, blankets and sleeping mats, providing much-needed comfort and relief during this difficult time.
Firefighters in the Cape Winelands faced a tough night battling multiple fires. Spokesperson Joanne Otto says the Dunstone and Rosshook fires near Wellington were contained. Teams at Oaklands diverted flames away from horse stables and plantations. In Wittenberg, successful backburns helped contain key fire lines. She confirmed that crews continue mopping up and are monitoring hotspots as efforts to control the blaze continue.
The fire at Oaklands has no active flames this morning, but the area is very hot with high load of smouldering coals and tree stumps. On the Sierra side, there is still a small line moving toward Fairfield Farm and small spots high in the mountains. In the mountain above Tilbach, the fire line is still active, but moving slowly down the mountain.
The Financial Action Task Force has upgraded 4 of South Africa's 6 outstanding action items. This means the country could be delisted from the grey list in October, as 20 of 22 action items have been addressed. National Treasury confirmed authorities continue efforts to improve investigations into money laundering and terrorist financing. The regulator acknowledged progress but urged further action before the next reporting period ends in June. And abroad, search teams in southern India are working to rescue 8 workers believed to be trapped in an irrigation tunnel that collapsed during construction. The accident occurred in the state of Telangana after the sudden inflow of water and soil caused a part of the tunnel to cave in. Workers positioned near a boring machine managed to escape. India's national disaster teams have joined the rescue efforts, with reports saying the tunnel's ventilation system remains functional. Your top story this hour: Gift of the Givers has stepped in to provide aid and relief to residents affected by last week's storms in KZN. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tunukuhle Malinga.